This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
You can't cross the same river twice, the popular saying goes. This wisdom reminds us that everything changes. Expecting to relive your bygone days of success in the same way is unrealistic. But apparently, this doesn't apply to music. Over the last decade or so, for one reason or another, a number of high-profile bands have decided to stop resting on their laurels and have reunited. But why? Earlier this year, rock band Genesis confirmed that they will reconvene for one more tour. In November 2019, the Pussycat Dolls announced a slew of tour dates for April 2020. In 2018, it was the Spice Girls' comeback. The list goes on. Many bands have found new success in their resurrected form. American alternative rock band The Pixies originally broke up in 1993 after playing for 7 years. After an 11-year hiatus, the band reunited in 2004 and have not stopped. In some cases, it's financial reasons that make them go back on the road. Touring these days is far more lucrative than it used to be, according to Kara Weisenstein of online publisher Mike. This is because ticket prices have risen to compensate for the piracy that weakened music sales in the 90s, according to online publisher Bloomberg. People are really into nostalgia right now, Lance Bass, member of former band NSYNC, told Variety magazine. When the Pixies reformed, their 2004 comeback tour sold out within minutes. Is it possible that those teenage fans of yore have grown into nostalgic adults, wistful for their youth? Bass thinks so. I think fans just want to feel that innocence and excitement again, he says. But not everybody thinks that these reunions are a good thing. There's something noble in not trying to go after past glories, says NME writer Leonie Cooper. As much as I love ABBA, the fact they refuse to risk putting on a show that might not match the excellence of their heyday is pretty impressive. Should bands reunite? Opinion is divided. If things don't go well, they run the risk of being labelled has-beens and tarnishing their reputation. But if their sound is as good as it ever was, and the fans are happy, then who's going to complain? After all, you can never have too much of a good thing.
Takeaway English
from the BBC.